What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, and we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called, and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own crap.
I listen to my own crap.
No, listen.
I do listen.
You're not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do.
I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 140.
That's right, John, 140. It's been so long we can't even remember
the
number.
And we're doing this from a bunker.
Not Punky's bunker.
No, a bunker. Oops.
So let's see. First, you were in Arizona.
Yeah, I was in Arizona.
Then when you got back, I went and picked up my daughter from camp in North Carolina. And then I had homework.
Right.
And then now we're able to do it. It's more of an ad hoc than anything.
Do it. And do it well.
It's like a MASH unit, except we don't have any patients. Yeah. But you took the stuff mobile,
well,
your mobile.
Here's the thing. My shit went down. My laptop is foobar.
Blue screen foobar.
Blue screen, yeah. Not good.
Well, and coming up, John, we got Labor Day. I might be out of town.
What?
Then the next weekend I'm going to be in Denver. And then I just found out today the next weekend... I'm supposed to be in Orlando for work.
What is? Are you? Why don't you just?
That's
quit?
Like the
is
next
this
three.
What you're doing? You're trying to quit?
No, I'm not. It's just I'm a victim of circumstance. Is what I'm saying.
Ugh, I'm a victim of circumstance.
Well, you know, before we had our last sort of hiatus, I told you to get Zach or somebody to co-host, but you had the blue screen anyway. So
I told you.
I told you that.
I told you.
Pardon me if I may.
Not ordinary people.
I think the right co-host would be
still,
good.
This is your way, isn't it? You just, what does that mean?
My way. What is it? What does that
your
mean?
Way of
my
saying,
way.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
No. No, that's not...
You
no.
hate this, don't you?
I don't. If I hated it, I wouldn't do it.
So anyway, yeah, my...
So I'm still in the band.
My stuff is foobar. Of course you're in the band. Why wouldn't you be in the band?
Because I love it. That's why.
But I'm not talking about the band.
Right.
I'm talking about the podcast.
I'm saying that I do things that I love.
Oh. I see.
Don't stay out too late.
All right.
So while we were out, John, a couple of things happened. First of all, Favre got traded to the Jets.
Favre.
Now, the guy retired twice, and he cried both times. And then he decided he didn't want to retire. And Green Bay said, well, we don't want you.
Yeah.
We already started planning ahead for the future. So he got his panties in a bunch, and he ended up with the Jets. How do you think he's going to do this season?
I don't know.
I think he's going to get injured like in the first or second game and be done.
You think so?
Yeah. His career will be over. That's what I think.
Over. It'll be over by there.
That's what I think, John. Also, while we were out, John Edwards. Well, actually, he's had an affair for a long time, but they just found out about it.
Yeah.
While we were out. John Edwards. Now, what's interesting is John Edwards... his wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I remember we had a debate about this. I said the guy should quit his run for president and be with his wife. I mean, she's got breast cancer. Remember that? Remember that debate?
I remember.
You know why he didn't quit?
Because he was getting laid.
Right. Well, and that was his excuse, because he...
I mean,
his,
you wouldn't quit either.
The woman he was stupping, she was the one filming him running for president.
Yeah.
So if he quit running for president, no more shtup.
Right.
No more excuse to shtup.
The shtups.
So, but the other interesting thing about that is, so this guy's out of the running for VP. Biden got selected. Oh, that's the other news. Biden is Obama's VP.
But, and Hillary's giving the big speech tonight.
Oh, really? We're going to miss that. I missed the last night. That's the Democratic convention there, John, is what you're referring to.
That's correct.
But getting back to John Edwards. So his wife has cancer, right? And then he's cheating on her. And it ruins his...
ruins it.
Ruins his
Any
political
chance.
Career.
Yeah.
But interestingly, John Edwards... I'm sorry. the straight talk express.
Straight talk express.
McCain.
Yeah.
Had the same situation.
McLame.
His wife got in a car accident, and he served her divorce papers while she was, like, still recovering because he was stupping.
Right.
How did this woman earn her money?
Well, her dad was
her dad, big shot okay.
with, what was it, Budweiser.
From alcohol.
Did you know beer makes you smart, Scott?
Of course it does.
It made Budweiser.
So McCain's career's not ruined.
I got a million of them.
But he was shtupping before the divorce with his wife in bed. McCain's career is not over, but Edwards' career is.
Do you want to hear my sound bites about that?
Do we want to get right into it?
Why not?
Well,
this
what
is ad hoc anyway, isn't it?
Well, Russia and Georgia went to war. That's another thing that happened. Phelps won 8 gold medals.
Yeah.
The entire Olympics happened while we were gone, John.
The entire Olympics.
U.S.
I got some sound from the Olympics, too.
Reclaimed gold in men's basketball. Women's beach volleyball. Did you see that, John?
Oh, yeah.
I read an article that,
like
in Iran and Saudi Arabia, they don't cover that stuff.
No.
And I saw some photographs of some of the prelims for the track and field.
Yeah.
And there's some Afghan athletes, women athletes.
Right.
And they wear
the full burqa?
They wear a full bodysuit with a headscarf.
Are you serious?
And they have to run around the track like
that.
That's a lie. That's why none of them make the finals.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. I'll show you the photo. Remind me. I'll show
you.
I'll show you, John.
I got some audio from the Olympics. You want to hear it?
Hold on, let's talk about Michael Phelps first. Swimmer, of course.
Swimmer.
8
swimmer
gold medals.
Fag.
He had that very dramatic finish in 100 fly, was it? Where he touched out the other guy by 1/100th of a second.
Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, it really isn't who touched the wall first. It's who depressed the time sensor first.
Is there a time sensor?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
So the wall has it has a little pad on it.
Yeah.
But you have to depress the pad for it to...
The time sensor.
So this guy's gliding in. Phelps is like strong-arming it in.
Right.
So the pressure of that... The other guy may have touched the wall first.
Phelps... I think he touched it and was bouncing back.
Depressed the sensor first. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think there's a sensor. They didn't say anything about a sensor.
Look, I used to be a swimmer. I know how this works, okay? There's a wall, right?
Dude, you're a swimmer back when, you know...
I'm sure the technology is pretty much the same.
You guys wore full body suits with stripes on them.
Yeah, we should
way
wear
back
the
then.
Little Speedos that you see the old guys wear on the
Mark
beach.
Mark Spitz.
No, but you touch the wall, but you have to depress it. It's like if you're hitting the keyboard. If you put your finger on the key, nothing happens. You got to depress the key.
okay,
so Phelps depressed the wall.
You're depressing.
And the other guy didn't. Until 1/100th of a second later.
And he's got the 8 gold on, we got the Sports Illustrated.
I heard Phelps is going to make 40 to 100 million.
Oh, yeah. 50 times as
on
much or some shit like that. Or 10 or 5 or I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, you know, and so my wife is like,
so
look at that swimming pays.
Look at,
swimming really pays. One guy
in the
past 100 years.
He's got the weirdest body in swimming history.
Well, I take that back. Wasn't Tarzan a swimmer? Johnny Weissmuller?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got similar. Into acting because of
yeah.
it.
See? Yeah. See? You blew it.
Blew it.
You could have been a swimming success.
I could have been somebody, John.
Instead, you're just a bum.
I'm just a bum.
I got some audio from the Olympics. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Let's.
I really want to play.
All right. Let's do it.
You think it's a little chilly here in the Tito Pavilion today?
It sure is, Don. And you know, Don, the new leotards the girls are wearing this year are cut to ride so high on the buttocks and hips that this chilly air is finding a lot of exposed young flesh. Already I can see that little goosebumps have risen on the thighs of the young Romanian girl.
Alex, it looks like Nadia is ready to begin. She stands erect, pert little chest thrust out, shoulders back, head held high. And she begins with a leap and a cabriole into a hurdle jump, followed by a flick-flack. And a front handspring, then a step out into a chasse forward, and a perfect handstand. Ooh.
So far, Don, a flawless performance.
And now a stomach roll, a fish hop, a tinziger forward. Now two Maurer flip-flops, followed by a lunge into a tuck somersault, and an Arab spring.
Don, did you notice how Nadia's nipple stood out? Absolute perfection.
Boy, I'd like to fuck her.
Well, Don, I'm no Leslie, but...
All right, what is up with that?
Whoa. First of all, what is that? That's when they still had turntables, right?
Yeah.
It's like from the 72 Olympics.
No, it was from last week. It's bad audio. I got it from Skype.
Right, Skype,
it's just a bad YouTube.
It puts the needle sound in it, yeah. Of a phone. And you know, some of the kids today, like Daisy, she doesn't even know what we're talking about.
No.
A turntable. When we say turntable.
Turntable. Turning the tables.
Well, yeah, and then China. So China hosts the Olympics, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They arrest people that protest.
And then shoot them. Somebody got stabbed.
The 5-year-old girl who sings the national anthem isn't cute enough, so they have her backstage.
Well,
they have this other... What 5-year-old kid is not cute, though? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
So they have this other girl lip sync, and it's just all a... It's a joke.
It's a joke, and the fireworks were CGI'd.
Yeah, I heard about that because of the smog or whatever was so thick that they...
Couldn't see it.
Couldn't rely on that. That's why they were so spectacular.
Spectacular.
So everybody's saying, oh, this is going to turn China around. It's not.
Turn them into what we knew they were.
Yeah, it's
propaganda.
Still a bunch of shit. Did you see the photos of the W from the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, what a dick.
What a chimp.
What a douche.
What a douche.
What a douche. Where he's got that shit-eating grin when he's looking at the volleyball players.
Yeah. Me? I'm going to spank you.
Oh, did you see the preview for Oliver Stone's film?
I
think it's just called W.
No.
It's on the interwebs.
It's
pretty good, man. In the preview, they cover all the things we've talked about him being violent, prone to violence, his alcoholism. I remember you telling the story about he challenged his dad.
Right.
You know, he wanted to throw it down with the dad.
It's gold, man. It's gold.
That's all in the preview.
Nice. Yeah, there's...
American Tragedy. That's what they should have fucking called that movie.
American Train Wreck.
Huh? Lucky dick.
Dickweed.
Can you hear my clicks?
Dickweed.
Yeah, I can hear them. Really? That's all right.
I'll be back.
Even Chet says, I'll be back.
See what else happened while
we
were
out. Oh, I forgot
out.
To tell you why my laptop is foobar. When I was in AZ, I was trying to download some stuff for my son. You know, I got all these movies at home, right? And the son needed some movies to watch back on the plane, right? So I thought I'd download some BitTorrents of Star Wars, which I have on DVD, and I got a worm virus.
So wait a minute. So because you already have them, you think you can just go download them?
Yeah, why not?
You already own
it. Why not?
You know, I agree with that. And here's why. We've been around
it's like
long
making
enough.
Making a copy, you know?
Right. We've been around long enough that we bought albums, cassettes, maybe even 8-tracks.
Right.
Then we had to go out and buy CDs.
Yeah.
Then they decided to digitally remaster shit, and we had to go buy that.
Again.
So I've bought probably the Led Zeppelin catalog 4 times. So Jimmy Page should come to my goddamn house.
Yeah, and play live.
Yeah, and play live for me the amount of money I spent on Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm all in agreement there. But the thing is, how do you prove it? We need to come up with some mechanism that if you buy something once under whatever media format it is, you're entitled to that, whatever other format it comes out in. You're entitled to it because you purchased it once.
Yeah, I agree.
I say we come up with that website and we start cataloging that shit and we could retire.
Yeah.
If, you know, but the RIAA, those cocksuckers, they won't dig that.
Marty loves them.
Yeah, they won't dig that at all.
Marty loves them because it protects his $6 check he gets every year. For his elevator music.
Wait a minute. So the elevator music that he performed, people are buying that as the media changes? They're buying it?
They play it on the elevator.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Whenever it's on the elevator, they have to
submit
a royalty.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you and me, John.
I'm talking about your
nuts. Consumers, okay? The consumers that have purchased a whole lot of love.
What'd you say?
12 times already. And it's going to come out again, and we're going to buy it again.
Oh, this is the new remastered Whole Lot of Love. This is really a shitty microphone, dude.
It's really bad.
Isn't it?
And you know why you have
it's
it? You were too
board.
Lazy.
No, I wasn't
to
too
unscrew.
Lazy.
You know what you could have done?
I was running out of time.
Hey, here's what you could have done.
What?
I have a B2 Pro on a large mic stand. All you had to do was grab that. That's it.
I know.
That's all you had to do.
I didn't want to wreck it.
You weren't
it.
Thinking.
What if I dropped it or
you
broke it?
Thinking. That's what I'm saying.
I was thinking.
All right, so what else? So,
hey, that's better.
One of the things that was great.
I took the muff off.
I had to drive the wife and I. We rent a car, right? We rent a car.
Yeah.
And we drive down to North Carolina to pick my daughter up from camp.
Right. It's not annoying, is it?
They didn't have the car we wanted, so they gave us a Lincoln Navigator.
Right.
That was sweet. So it had Sirius radio and the GPS, the whole deal. But what was even cooler is we got to leave my son at the in-laws.
Yeah.
So it was like, even though we were driving the majority of the time, probably more than half of the time over 3 days.
Yeah.
We were alone without interruptions all day to Thursday before we picked her up on Friday. It was like one big long date, which we haven't had in a year. So we went and saw The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
So again. I saw that again. And movies like Back to the Future, John.
On
more and more viewings,
so
it gets better and better. Dark Knight isn't the same way for me.
Right. Oh, is it?
So all the criticisms I had last podcast become more amplified this time.
Oh, you have
the second
more criticisms?
No, the same criticisms, but they're just more profound. They're more
really
a depth of...
So it's not a third, fourth watcher?
Oh, no, I'd definitely watch it again, but every time I watch it now, like when Maggie Gyllenhaal shows up.
That's the only part I hate about the whole movie.
Also, I think it's about 30 minutes too long. I don't really care about Harvey Dent. It could have ended after the fairy scene, John, the fairy scene for
me. The fairy scene? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the fairy scene, right. Well, there's 2 more hours to go.
You mean they have 2 more hours of footage?
On the cutting floor, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. If they decided to put the last 30 minutes in ahead of the 2 hours that was on the cutting floor, I have no interest in seeing that.
Baby.
None.
Baby.
None.
Boo, boo, boo,
I heard, and this is a rumor that came out of the UK, but I heard for the 3rd one, they're trying to get Cher to play the Catwoman.
I read that too. I don't believe it.
That's not got to be true. I mean, it's got to not be true.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves heard it from the people from the town that heard.
But so we drove to Knoxville, Tennessee, and they have a brand new IMAX in Knoxville.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as cool as the Navy Pier one, though.
What? I thought the Navy Pier one was kind of dumpy.
The one thing I liked about it was the steep stadium seating.
Oh, yeah.
Very steep. This was like a normal movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
But it was
cool.
IMAX. I mean, the thing was fucking huge. But you weren't, like, because of Navy Pier and being so steep, it's like you're almost on top of the screen,
right.
You know?
Almost on top of it,
John.
I saw some movies. I saw that. I saw The Dark Knight again. And the son and I went and saw Hellboy 2.
Hellboy 2.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for the first one.
I like this one, man. It's
Did you like
Guillermo
the second one better than the first one?
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, I like him. Yeah. Yeah. He was in Traffic, right?
No.
He was in The Usual Suspects.
Am I saying the wrong guy? No. Who's the guy that just did that Spanish movie? He's the director.
Antonio Banderas?
No.
The director. Yeah, no, you said the right name. I'm thinking of somebody else. Benicio del Toro. Right?
Yeah. That's the actor.
Are they related?
Guillermo or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does those creepy creatures. And I swear to God, the one actor I thought was Tom Cruise, but it wasn't. But anyways, they had some really creepy... And I thought, man, my son's going to be freaking out. I thought he was going to be freaking out at The Dark Knight. That was awesome! That's what he said. 9 years old.
9 years old.
9 years old. Hellboy 2. Loved it. Covered his eyes and ears and everything, but he loved it.
Well, I watched Batman Begins with the kids yesterday, but I fast-forwarded through all the, you know, PG-13 shit, you know? So the movie was only like an hour
long.
Like
what?
Like all the stuff with the Scarecrow, because I didn't want to get into explaining psychotropic drugs and hallucinogenics
and all that
shit. And I fast-forwarded through the parents getting iced by the burglar.
Nice.
But all the other stuff. So they were digging it. But I saw another movie. I saw it yesterday, and I was starting to fall asleep. Not because of the movie, but because I was so goddamn tired. And I finished watching it today. It's really great movie.
Really?
But that's the good news. The bad news is it's a foreign film.
Ah.
So you got to read the whole goddamn thing.
Right.
Here's what I don't understand.
You're like Andy Rooney, you know?
Let me tell you, John.
Here's what I don't understand.
You got like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, right?
Arnold.
And if you watch that or you get the DVD, the audio options, you can listen to it in French, in Spanish, in whatever the fuck language you want to, right?
Negative.
No, yes. That's not true. It's true.
Stop whining.
I'm not whining.
Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole.
So shut up! Take it back!
But when you watch these foreign films, and you go to the audio, like I thought, okay, I'm going to go to audio and set the English. And I'll get like Pops Racer will be Adolf Hitler, you know what I'm saying? But no, they don't even have that option.
No?
So I have to read. And it's a 2.5 hour movie. It's called Downfall. It's a German movie. And it's about, it's told from the perspective of Hitler's secretary.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
in 1942, he brings us, I don't know, maybe she's 18. He brings 5 women in. He selects her.
Time for the rave.
And she goes ahead and does it. And she's with him until the very end. I mean, until he kills himself with Eva Braun. And, so the opening scene is when he hires her, and then they fast forward to when the Russians are just about to enter Berlin. And it's a great, great movie. The guy who played Hitler is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Hitler.
What's the name of it?
It's called Downfall.
Downfall.
I don't know too much about Adolf.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Well, of course I know a lot about Adolf, but as far as his mannerisms and the way he talks and everything, except from file footage, right, John?
Yeah.
You know, you've seen those speeches
seen
and
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
And this guy does such a great job as Adolf Hitler.
Is he a choir boy? Is he a choir boy?
He's not a choir
You're
boy.
A fucking choir
no,
boy
he is
to
not.
A
he's
choir boy.
He's insane. That's for sure. during those final days.
Yeah.
But he's not a choir boy. But the interesting thing is they have so many other storylines going on around this event. And
no doubt.
So eventually the secretary leaves. She manages to get out. Everybody who was who stayed was captured by the Russians, and they spent 10 years in jail. Some of them died in jail. But she managed to walk right by the Russians, and she ended up in
somewhere.
Nice move. I don't know where. But she didn't have to go to jail.
What was her name?
Thomas Aquinas.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Thomas Aquinas. But the other interesting thing is, and I can't remember the motherfucker. It was one of the top Hitler guys.
The motherfucker.
It was
the cocksucker.
Maybe it was Goring? No, it wasn't Goring. It wasn't Goebbels. But one of those guys, one of the top lieutenants in the SS, he's there in Berlin. And he brings his whole family there because he's so goddamn loyal to the Führer, right? Herr Führer.
To the Führer.
That he's gonna die there. So he brings his wife and six kids.
Oh.
So the wife decides, well, we gotta kill the kids, because if National Socialism is not gonna be the future, then the future's not worth living.
Oh, what?
So they get some doctor to concoct this sleeping potion. She gives it to her six kids. The oldest daughter is kind of on to it, you know? She's like, I don't want to take that. Don't make me take that.
Yeah.
I want to fucking live. And they have to jam it down her throat. So then they're passed out for 4 hours. And while they're passed out, she comes in with cyanide tablets, drops them in their mouths, and crushes them and with their jaw. So she kills her fucking kids. And then they walk out. The guy's all dressed up in his uniform. They walk out. The guy shoots her and then shoots himself.
Oh, Jesus.
And he must have prearranged it like Adolf did. Now, the interesting thing is the stories that I've always heard or the account of this is that Hitler married Eva Braun in the bunker, which they portrayed, and then they killed themselves, right?
Cowards.
And then they burned. Their bodies were burned. I thought that happened in the bunker.
Yeah.
That is not correct.
No.
So Hitler goes to this guy and he says, hey, man, but it's in German, of course. Hey, my brother.
Und my brother.
I'm going to off myself.
Und hey, my brother, I'm going to shoot myself
in the face. I do not want the Russians propping up my body in some museum. Yeah. So after we're done, I need you to torch us, burn us. And he's like, so the guy says, hey,
sorry.
That's a shitty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Right,
I'm your man.
Right.
So what they do is they go away. They go into this room. And Hitler's plan is he's going to chomp on the cyanide and then shoot himself in the head.
What?
Yeah. In case, you know, because
he misses?
He has a conversation with one of the doctors. And I guess he had Addison's disease. So his hands shook a lot. So the doctor recommended this. He said, you know, you might want to bite the cyanide and then shoot yourself in the head. Because your hands are so shaky, if you just go with the shot,
you might miss.
You might miss. And, you know, then you might not, it might be
damn
agony.
It.
You want to get this over with. So he goes with that plan. So they shoot themselves, and then this guy comes in. And I thought he torched him right there. But no, they drag him out right outside, and they dump their bodies outside. Douse gasoline and light them on fire.
Nice.
So the same thing happened with this other guy and his wife who killed their children. But the really interesting thing is the perspective. It's all told from the secretary's perspective with obviously a historian or the factual stuff that went on at the time. It's based on some book. But I highly, highly recommend The Downfall. John.
The downfall.
The downfall is what it's called.
Is it subtitles?
It is. You have to read.
Oh.
You have to read. Yeah. So I have a dog, a newer kind of dog. He's like 8 months old. So I had him out, and I couldn't read and keep my eye on him, so I had to throw him back in the crate while I was watching the movie.
What do you mean he had him out?
Oh, the other thing is when
nice crate too. When the dog's like 10 feet tall, the
he's
crate's
not.
Like two.
So when the guy shows up, when the guy's wife shows up with the six kids,
yeah,
they all come in and they say, "We want to see Uncle Hitler."
Uncle Hitler.
Uncle Hitler.
Just that.
Uncle Hitler. Yeah.
Uncle Hitler.
I mean, that guy was fucking insane. Insane.
So is the W.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine him in a bunker.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, the thing about McCain, too, is every time I see that fucking guy, I'm like, Jesus Christ, he's in the same league as the W. And what I don't understand at all is while we were out, John.
Yeah.
Apparently, in some poll, McCain took the lead.
I don't understand.
I cannot fathom that.
Yeah.
I know that we have a racist country.
I would vote for dog shit before I'd vote for
I know
for
that we have
garbage.
A stupid country, right? That buys the Muslim thing. And,
yeah.
But come on, people.
Well, let's listen to McCain. Can we listen to some McCain?
Yeah, let's listen to him.
Let's listen to some McCain.
I'm down
right
with that.
Here.
General Petraeus goes out there almost every day in an unarmed Humvee.
Because I checked with General Petraeus' people overnight, and they said that he never goes out in anything less than an up-armored Humvee.
Well, I'm not saying that they could go without protection.
I've been involved in every national security issue for the last 20 years.
I am prepared. I am prepared, need no on-the-job training.
Al-Qaeda is going back into Iran and receiving training.
You said that the Iranians were training Al-Qaeda.
I'm sorry, the Iranians are training extremists.
I can't lift my arms higher than my ass.
I've come here and told these people, never again. Never again will a disaster, either natural or man-made, be mishandled in this fashion.
McCain said if he were in charge during Katrina, he would have been on the ground helping.
The morning that Katrina made land mere hours after it hit, where was Senator McCain? Celebrating his own birthday with President Bush right next to Air Force One on the ground in Arizona.
Free talk
Senator
space.
McCain, you have said repeatedly, quote, "I know a lot less about economics than I do about military and foreign policy issues. I still need to be educated."
Actually, I don't know where you got that quote from.
I got it from John McCain, and here it is. Quote, "I'm going to be honest. I know a lot less about economics than I do about military and foreign policy issues. I still need to be educated."
Word for word.
I've got to convince people because of my extensive background on the economy and knowledge.
I don't have that kind of expertise to know exactly whether he has cut interest rates sufficiently or not.
Senator McCain, are Americans better off than they were 8 years ago?
I think you could argue that Americans overall are better off.
Senator, you do not believe we are better off by any means than we were 8 years ago.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no. No.
We let spending get completely out of control. Of course those tax cuts have to remain permanent.
I voted against the tax cuts.
You voted to extend them?
I voted to extend them. I voted against the tax cut.
I've always been for tax cuts. We either keep our word or we don't keep our word. I intend to keep my word to the American people.
I think it's a little chilly here in the Tito Pavilion today.
Oh.
It sure is, Don.
How do I stop this damn thing?
Pause.
Damn it.
Well, here's the deal. I think the better off 8 years ago, I think that's a cheap shot because he said, I think you can argue that we were better off 8 years ago. And sure, there's some nut job out there that can argue that he's better off.
I think you just broke your $800 chair.
We got it at half price. It's only a $400 chair.
Did you hear that? Sounded like my... Oh, dude, is this thing going down or what?
All I know...
This doesn't hold 300 pounds, dude.
All I'm saying is Marcia gets home and she sits in that chair, and if it doesn't act like it's supposed to act, you know who's going to get shit? Me. That's who. Me.
Just blame it on me, man. I know you will anyway.
I should have had you sit in the wooden chair.
The wicker. Bring on the wicker.
Yeah, but McCain, you know, there's another clip out there of him at, like, Obama goes out and he draws 50,000 people, right? So McCain was like, well, wait a minute, I can't draw 50,000 people anywhere. Yeah. So what his strategy was to show up at events that already had 50,000 people.
Yeah, right.
So he shows up at some event down south, and
do we got a sound clip of that?
We do not. There's one out there somewhere. Is it Saddlebrook? Is that where he was? Saddlebrook?
Oh, no.
But he got his wife.
Wasn't it when he was at...
He said his wife would have won the contest, which turned out to be like a wet T-shirt contest. And somebody asked him a question. No, they didn't even ask a question. He was just talking about the dollar. And he said something like this. He said, well, when you're paying $4 for gas.
Bucks.
Like he even knows about paying $4 for gas. Dumbass.
What was it? It was like at Sturgis, wasn't it?
Sturgis. Yeah, maybe that was it. Sturgis. Or what is Saddlebrook? Why am I thinking of Saddlebrook?
You're thinking of the debate they had under the cone of silence.
Oh, that's right. They had a debate at a church. Now, first of all, why the fuck are you debating at a church anyway? Fuck churches. Fuck religion. Come on. Do we really need to know how people that believe in fairy tales want to phrase a debate?
Right, right.
No. That's a bunch of shit. I got to tell you, I'm so upset with religion right now.
Oh, I know. It's disgusting.
And the other thing about McCain is he like a midget? Why are his forearms so short?
But here, baby, this is it.
I was looking at the Sturgis schedule and noticed that you have a beauty pageant, and so I encourage Cindy to compete. I told her with a little luck, she could be the only woman ever to serve as both the First Lady and Miss Buffalo Chip.
Unclear. What a douchebag. Miss Buffalo Chip.
And the contest he wanted to enter was like in a bikini contest or something.
And they do lesbian stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. There's this song. I don't know if you've heard it, John. I've heard it because I like these types of songs. But it goes something like this. I kissed a girl and I liked it. something about the taste of her cherry chapstick.
What?
I love that song.
Taste of her cherry?
Chapstick.
Oh, I see.
You've never heard that?
No.
Oh, it's a great song. Of course, I thought Avril Lavigne had a great song with Girlfriend, and Ali and AJ had a great song with, what the hell was their song called? Breakup Song. Yeah.
Do you shine up your keyboard? There's like a sheen off of it. I can't see the letters.
That's from my greasy,
greasy
fingers.
Is there like jerk sauce on it? What is going on?
No jerk sauce, but there's probably like, you know what that is? Is probably hard salami.
Oh, what? What do you mean hard salami?
Well, I walk over to the fridge. I pull out a slice of hard salami.
Yeah, you pull
I
out
eat
your
it,
hard salami.
And then I come over and here and I start it. Typing.
Oh, that's
you know what I'm
sick.
Saying? Right on.
Wash your hands, man.
Right on, John.
Just can you give me just four nuggets?
So, anyway.
You know that like a McCain.
We were talking earlier about John Edwards, right?
John Edwards with the affair, yeah.
And so he had this affair. Anyway, so I'm watching this Hannity thing, and I could not believe
what
I heard.
Why would you watch Hannity?
I always watch it. I watch Hannity and Combs. He's
such a douche.
It's pretty funny, too, because Hannity is like... He gets three panelists that are on his side and one that's on Combs' side. And he plays like the liberal, right? And he's always got this weak argument. But this time he goes toe-to-toe with Hannity.
Really?
Yeah. And here it is. They're talking about...
But before you play it, hold on. The visual, though. You got Hannity, who's like a, what, a frat boy?
Yeah, he's like a frat boy midget.
And
he's
got like Combs, who's like from Tales of the Crypt.
Right.
I mean, so was that a conscious choice?
I don't know. But the two of them, in these three clips, they talk about... Hannity goes off about... John Edwards and his affair, and he and one of the panelists talks about the family values that he ran on and all this. And Combs, well, I'll play it and you tell me what you think.
Combs.
Tell you now with our panel. All right, Amanda, so I'm listening to Ron here. So bottom line is, if it's a conservative in a stall in a bathroom and there's a little foot tapping coming on, that's a big deal. That's a referendum on conservatism and the Republican Party. Mark Foley. That is a referendum on all Republicans. But if it's a Democrat, if it's Bill Clinton, he shouldn't be impeached, even if he lies under oath. You see this double standard we're talking about?
Okay, it starts there.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Well, the first of all, the toe-tapping is a homosexual trying to pick up another homosexual. The one is a senator who's married and has kids.
Right.
And he's on the down low.
He's on the down
and
low.
He's voted against
gay marriage.
So that's unbelievable to me. The other one is a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
It's a guy who's hitting on
15-year-old
boys.
18-year-old Paige.
Boys.
Not even 18.
Paige
15 and 17.
Boys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got nothing against homos, Jim.
Yeah, me either.
You know, we may even become one when we won.
What? What? We may become one. That's great. You close this door behind me. I knew something was going on.
But a guy who his whole career is based on oppressing the homosexuals.
Well, wait.
And then the other is the pedophile. What is he talking about?
Wait till you hear this thing
Hannity.
Unfold.
What a douche.
This is how great this is. All right, part two.
The case of John Edwards, I think he should be held to the same standard because he adopted the conservative moral values and he campaigned on them. But there's one thing I do want to revisit in the timeline aspect of it, which I think you're very right to concentrate on.
Well, because Ronald, I want to go back to this fundamental issue. I want to know, you got to explain this to me. I'm just not getting this. Explain to me, I'm just a regular guy, and I'm wondering if you can't keep the promise to your family, can't keep your promise to your wife, you have an affair, you're lying about the affair repeatedly. Why should the American people trust you when you say you're not going to lie to them? Why should we trust you?
I mean, that's such a ridiculous question.
Yeah.
You can't trust any politician. Come on, Hannity.
Period.
You know this.
Yeah.
They're all bought and paid for. Even Obama
is
bought and paid for.
I agree with the chick talking about this double standard and that they need to be held to the same if they're running on this family values or whatever. Regardless, it's just not... It's not right. But anyways, one of the guys says, hey, who cares what goes on in the bedroom? Do we really care about that? Does that make our house payments better, our taxes and all that stuff, health care? No, it doesn't. But what's great is this third part where they go at it. And Combs chimes in.
Combs.
Great kind of trust that you use in the Oval Office.
That's a great question Sean asked. And so, Amanda, if that's true, you can't trust somebody who had an affair. How can we trust John McCain to be President of the United States since he cheated by his own admission on his first wife? He didn't keep his marital vows. He didn't keep his pledge to his first family.
30 years ago after 5.5 years in a prisoner of war camp.
He has nothing to do with it. Amanda, so how do we trust John McCain to be President of the United States?
Well, that's an issue I think has been thoroughly vetted for many, many years. And
he cheated on his wife. Right?
And this is something where John
wife,
Edwards
right?
is
after
designed
five
that
years.
He
has
a
prisoner of war camp. Has nothing to do with it. He
five and a half years
has nothing
after
to do
prisoner
with it.
Of war camp.
Should we lose the guess and you and I argue?
Yeah, I will.
It had nothing to do with it.
Five
he
and
cheated
and
on
years.
Excuse me, Sean. You've had your chance to speak. I'm up. John McCain cheated on his wife, Amanda. John McCain cheated on his wife, Chris. Where's the? Why do you have a double standard? And John McCain's running for president. John Edwards is not. Why is there a double standard?
He stood up and he criticized Bill Clinton for his actions of Monica Lewinsky and called. I mean, John Edwards is one of the biggest critics.
John
Bill
McCain
Clinton
is running for president. What about his affair?
And Bill Clinton was, or John Edwards was one of the biggest critics of Bill Clinton.
Will you admit that John McCain was wrong to have an affair? Can we trust him to run for presidency? Cheated on his wife?
Of course it is wrong to have an affair. There's no question about that.
So can we trust John McCain to take a vow of office?
Does it matter today? Can we assume that 30 years ago? I mean, look, Robert Byrd was a member of the Ku Klux Klan a certain amount of time ago.
After 5.5 years of a Vietnam camp getting beaten every day.
Let's bring a guy to KKK.
5.5 years after getting beaten every day.
So it's okay that he had an affair on his life.
No, you know what? But there are circumstances you ought to consider.
That lets him off the hook.
Let's see how you act after you get beaten every 5.5 years.
I'll be right back in just a moment.
5.5 years of being beaten.
That's an, you know, first of all, it's 30 years ago. What does that mean? So it's not relevant today because it's 30 years ago? And the other thing, I'm glad that you played that clip, John, because as 9/11 is to Rudy Giuliani, this POW is to McCain.
Tell me about it.
He was on Jay Leno.
Noun, verb.
Did you hear him on Jay Leno? There you go.
John McCain, for $1 million, how many houses do you
have? You know, could I just mention to you, Jay, that in a moment of seriousness, I spent 5.5 years in a prison cell I didn't have a house. I didn't have a kitchen table. I didn't have a table. I didn't have a chair. And I spent those 5.5 years not because I wanted to get a house when I got out. And, you know, I'm very proud.
But this week, you were roundly criticized for not being able to remember the number of homes you own. How is that possible? How could you not be able to recall that?
Well, first of all, let me say that I am grateful for the fact that I have a wonderful life. I spent some years without a kitchen table, without a chair.
Christ.
And I know what it's like to be blessed by the opportunities of this great nation.
So what did Biden say? He said a noun, a verb.
In 9/11.
In 9/11.
And now McCain. Noun, a verb, and POW.
POW.
Or is it a noun, a verb, and without a kitchen table?
Without a kitchen table.
Look at this has nothing to do with being a POW. And Hannity, the guy was in prison for 5.5 years, has not. If they're using that as an argument why he should be excused on everything else, then why can't we use it as an argument that he's not fit
he's
for the presidency?
Completely incompetent.
Because
exactly.
He's completely incompetent. Who the fuck knows what happened to him? And the reason he was in jail or in prison for 5 years, a POW, is because the guy crashed 3 airplanes.
I thought it was 5.
Well, he crashed 3 like in training.
Oh, yeah.
And some asshole said, yeah, send him on a combat mission. And then he crashes when he's on a combat mission. Because
he's
incompetent.
Shot down.
Oh, that's his story. So he's incompetent. And
right.
He gets shot down.
Nobody saw him get shot down.
Right. And then he's in jail for prison for 5.5 years.
And only like 2 of the years, I think 2 or 2.5 of the years, he was actually tortured because Ho Chi Minh either died or moved on. And there was a new, it's not president.
Yeah, but you can't say that. I mean, I would assume that he's tortured for 5 years.
There was a bunch of POWs that have come out and said that at a certain point during that time, even they were saying that they were treated better because they became better bargaining chips if they were healthy versus all beat up and looking like shit.
I see. Very
so
good.
Anyway, let's talk about John McCain's torture because Hannity goes on later, which I don't have that clip because it just goes on forever. And he talks about how McCain was tortured and beaten for 5.5 years. So 5.5 years he was tortured and beaten. Now, that's got to have some toll on your toilet. Toll on your
forget that. Let's take torture out of the equation. Not having a kitchen table for 5.5 years.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It's got to fuck you up.
Or a chair.
It's got to fuck you up, right?
But
he didn't have a table or a chair.
Check this out. Was he tortured, Scott?
I don't know. Who knows?
In all the discussion of John McCain's recently recovered memory of a religious epiphany in Vietnam, one thing has been missing. The torture that was deployed against McCain emerges in all the various accounts. It involves sleep deprivation, the withholding of medical treatment, stress positions, long time standing, and beating. Sound familiar? According to the Bush administration's definition of torture, McCain was therefore not tortured.
Nice.
He was not.
Well, sleep deprivation, you have kids and you get sleep deprivation. So is that torture? Come on.
Right. Cheney denies that McCain was tortured, as does Bush. So does so do John Yoo and David Addington and George Tenet. In the one indisputably authentic version of the story of a Vietnamese guard showing compassion, McCain talks of the agony of long time standing, because he said he didn't have a kitchen table or a chair. A quarter century later, Don Rumsfeld was putting his signature to memos lengthening the agony of long time standing that victims of Bush's torture regime would have to endure. These torture techniques are, according to the President of the United States, merely enhanced interrogation.
So McCain wasn't tortured. It was enhanced
interrogation. So get it right, Hannity, you fucking douchebag.
Well, interrogation, they were looking for information. Did they ask McCain for any information? Or were they just fucking with him?
Well, what happened was no war crimes were committed against McCain, and the techniques used are, according to the president, tools to extract accurate information. And so these false confessions that McCain was forced to make were, according to the logic of the Bush administration, as accurate as the intelligence we have procured from interrogating terror suspects.
I think we should think out of the box here, John. Let's say we're in charge of extracting information from somebody. Here's what I would do. I would take him to a strip club, get him liquored up, have some lap dances. Then I'd take him back to the hotel. I'd get him laid. I'd be their best fucking friend ever.
Yeah.
And then do you think they'd talk to me? Yeah, they'd tell me everything I fucking wanted to know.
Absolutely. The interrogators from World War II said that they played chess with guys.
Played chess,
and they got more information from a guy just hanging out, playing chess, feeding them well, than actually waterboarding them.
Right. So I guess it costs a little bit more, you know, to bring the strippers in and get the guy laid. And the alcohol.
And the chessboard.
Yeah. But
in the pieces.
You don't have to go through this shit.
Hand carved.
Oh, the other thing that really irked me was Russia.
Cocksucker!
Rolls into Georgia, right? Yeah. And the W is denouncing it. And Condi is saying, oh, they shouldn't attack a sovereign nation.
Right.
Who are you to say anything? Just shut the fuck up, all right? Just act like it didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Because it's an embarrassment. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. No doubt. No doubt.
It's unbelievable, John. Unbelievable. And if McCain fucking gets elected, we gotta leave. I gotta leave the fucking country, man. Because we're in debt up to our balls.
A-holes.
McCain not wanting to raise taxes. I don't know how we can't raise taxes. We've spent... Well... I take that back. I mean, the government spending, somebody needs to audit that shit and rein that shit in, first of all.
Yeah.
How could they spend so much money on shit? And second of all, you can't keep this fucking war going and not raise taxes.
Right, right.
Where's this money going to come from?
Well, it's been loaned to the Chinese.
Right. And we're going to keep loaning, keep loaning, keep loaning.
And that's another thing about the Chinese. I was just talking to somebody today. Who was talking about a company moved a bunch of manufacturing over to the Chinese.
I heard the Chinese are moving it to Africa because the labor's cheaper there.
Well, it's not really all that. What it is that the Chinese now, so many companies have moved their manufacturing to China that when they get bottlenecked, they can force and say, we want more money in order for your products to be made first. And in the beginning, there was incentives to send your stuff over there because for every buck of that you had to pay, you only paid 90 cents of it. The other 10 cents was subsidized by the government, the Chinese government. That's not that way anymore. Plus, because oil has gone up so high, transportation from China to here has increased twice.
Twice. It's
two
double.
Times. It's double.
You mean to say it doubled?
It doubled.
It increased twice.
So now people are scratching their heads. What the fuck did we do? And you can see China's got a lot of dough because look at what happened at the Olympics. Look at that fucking bird's nest.
Yeah.
Look at that cube, that swimming cube.
Well, just look at all the goddamn costumes.
That's all of our money coming from Walmart.
All the costumes and the synchronized drumming and all that shit.
Well, that's either you synchronize drum or we're going to kill your family.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
It's a fucked up country.
It is fucked up. But where are we turning into that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Come on. I heard the FBI wants to now just start spying on people without any type of warrant.
Oh, yeah.
And they got the approval to do that. What is going on? It's unbelievable. And if McCain wins, first of all, the fucking thing is fixed.
Well, here's
it's got
to
be fixed.
When I was in Arizona, I saw a story on the news where the cops served a no-knock warrant. They didn't even have a no-knock warrant. They just went no-knock, and they kicked the door in, shot two dogs, and took this guy out in handcuffs. The guy was the mayor of the town. And why they did it was because they tracked a package from FedEx of a bunch of weed.
Weed.
That ended up on his porch because drug dealers are sending packages of weed to unsuspecting houses and sending couriers to pick it up off of their porch.
Nice.
So they shot this mayor's two dogs.
And then
the chief of police says, hey, we're sorry it happened, but our police department did exactly what they were supposed to do. And they're like, well, wait a minute. No knock policy, you have to get some sort of a warrant from a judge. No, I guess they get it after. So yes. The cops can come to your private property, kick your fucking door in,
shoot your dogs,
and drag your ass out on your front lawn.
Did the guy get tased?
I'm saying arm up and shoot the fucking cops.
Well,
they
then
kick
what
your
happens?
Door down and you shoot them.
Well, then what happens?
I don't know.
Let's say you've done nothing wrong except shoot cops that kick your door in.
Well, you
then
may,
what happens?
What do you mean?
I mean, you go to jail
for self-defense,
murder?
Man. Self-defense.
Yeah, you better
How about that
80-year-old
lady that got
lawyer.
Shot like 37 times because she shot back at the cops who she thought were breaking into her house?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, it reminds me of this movie Downfall that I'm watching.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some good cops out there. I'm
of
not
course.
Saying that. There isn't. But, you know, this is really an abuse of power.
Hitler must have had some sort of charisma, right? And he wasn't a dope like the W. But people really believed in him to the point where they would rather kill themselves than live in a future without Hitler.
Wow.
And without National Socialism.
But they lived that for a while where they were taking a wheelbarrow of money to buy a loaf of bread. And he took them out of that poverty. So, you know, it probably wasn't a great life, but it was much better. He reindustrialized that nation. He took nationalism to the next level. And there's people still there that are that way. They're very nationalist. And there's for good reason, because their economy is getting shitty now again. And it's not due to companies moving overseas. It's because of what they call the locusts. They bring in these private equity corporations. They come in, they buy up companies, and they sell off parts of it to make, you know, just huge amounts of cash.
And let me guess, the guys who come in are Jews, right?
No.
Is it the Jewry?
Jewry?
So they blame it on the Jews still, or what?
I'm wearing jewelry. I'm wearing a nice watch. No, it's not. Well, I don't know who they're blaming it on, but now they're saying it's locusts. It's Americans. There's Americans going over there. There's people from Great Britain. They're all over the place. It doesn't matter what nationality are, but they're moving the companies overseas. There's a small town in Porto Westfalica. It is a Porto Westfalica. It's a small town. And they closed all the factories there, and they moved them to Poland and China and all that. And then you got some right-wingers that say, yeah, but see, those countries are now becoming democratic, and they're getting a middle class and all that. It's positive. Well, it's not positive for the fucking 10,000 people that just lost all their jobs. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit, man. And I'm serious. If McCain gets in, we gotta start looking at other nations, because this one's gonna fucking go into the toilet faster than anybody, any nation ever. Except, I guess, for Rwanda.
Right. We could be paying $1 billion for a dollar in Zimbabwe.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. But if it let's say that does happen, so McCain gets in and the economy goes in the shitter and we're taking wheelbarrows to get bread, who are we going to blame it on? And then who are we going to go after?
Right.
Who's going to be the villain?
Right.
The Muslims? Should be the W. That's the first one. Do we have to take that out in post?
What?
Nothing.
No,
I don't want to draw attention to it.
Say it again.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, in other news, my company was purchased by a global company.
Nice.
So, there's a bunch of integration shit going on. And if I do stay, I may get to go to London and Osaka, Japan.
London, England.
And if I'm in London, I'll definitely look up, you know, a Stefan C.
Right, right, right. See what's up, man.
Then,
how you doing?
You know,
how you doing?
See how far the drive is to a Hitchens.
Right. To Hitchens'
saying.
House?
Know what I'm saying.
Hitch up with Hitchens?
Hitchens, yeah. Hitchens.
No doubt. No doubt, Scott.
No doubt, John. Whoa.
What
was
that?
Why are you opening my doors, man?
I'm not doing that. I had to get something.
I have a very high-tech home. We're at my house. And John's opening doors.
Yeah, Scott's got some nice shit, man. No doubt.
No doubt, John.
No doubt. No doubt.
So anything else? What else?
Oh, Una Shadow left us a message, but I'm not able to... Because it was on my laptop. Basically, what he was... I don't have it. There's no way I can get it. I'll try and get it. But he wanted to correct you. You're reading a story about the balloon guy.
Balloon guy, yeah. The priest from Brazil. Yeah.
And you said he was bayoued by the balloons. He was buoyed.
Buoyed. I said bayoued.
Bayoued or bioed.
Bioed?
Yeah.
It's buoyed. Everybody knows buoyed.
Everybody knows, yeah.
Baba buoy. Baba buoyed.
Bites, bits.
Baba buoy. Baba buoy.
What is this shit?
I don't know, man.
What is going on here? What is that music?
I don't know, John. I don't know.
So anyway, this is our ad hoc episode because we got to throw something together.
Right, because we may be out for the next 3 weeks.
7 months, because Scott's trying to tell me something.
I'm not trying to tell you anything. But if I have no problem with you bringing in a guest co-host.
Well,
if you get
Max?
Your PC back up again.
Max?
Max?
Was that his name?
Max? What the fuck are you talking
some
about?
Some guy wanted to be my co-host.
Oh, I don't know. Some guy on Skype emailed us. That he would be a great co-host because he has Skype. And
right.
He's also a podcaster on some other podcast.
Right.
And if we had those systems up right now, John, we'd be able to say what that was, but we don't.
Right. We got nothing. Nothing.
But at the track, I saw Zach. He's anxious to get back in.
Right, right.
He would be a great co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, cancel special ed if he wants to do it. I mean, that would be no help
at all. Did you say cancel?
Yeah, if special ed wants to do it, don't even do it.
Nice.
Not even worth it. Like a Marty?
Marty, yeah.
Marty would be all right.
Or Phil?
That'd be funny. Marty and a Phil? Yeah. Will you quit opening my doors?
Sorry.
Man?
I heard somebody ringing the bell. I'm looking outside.
Oh, that's Phil. Hold
Is
on.
It?
Yeah, Phil's here.
Oh, all right.
Open the door for him.
All right. Oh, he came in.
Come on over here.
Come on over and sit on Scott's lap.
That's what he's going to have to do because we only have two mics.
Right.
In this ad hoc. Well, quit standing at the door.
Did he bring his own music?
Is he coming or what?
I don't know. Is there?
Oh, he's taking his shoes off.
Oh, I see.
He never does that at your house.
No, neither do you. Actually, you do, but you walk around with your stinky bare feet.
All right, he's tiptoeing.
All away. Right.
He's tiptoeing.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen.
You know, what's interesting is we're all in the same room. Yeah. When we're at your house, you're in a different room.
Yeah.
So I hope that doesn't make Phil nervous.
I get to see it unfold.
It might make Phil nervous.
Nervous. Nervous.
Are you nervous, Phil? Is this mic on? Oh, yes. Very good. No, I'm not nervous. Of course, I'm a professional. This is what I do. I'm a newsman. I deliver the news.
Deliver the news.
That's right, John.
Oh, easy, man. Easy. Are you ready?
Of course,
I'm
ready.
Are you ready? All right. All right. Here we go.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. Is everything all right there?
Yeah, yeah.
I know we're in a new location and dealing with things as they happen, but we'll get through this. There is no I in team.
Right.
John.
Right.
And our first story tonight.
Sorry.
The pussification of America continues, John, as a 9-year-old is banned from Little League because he pitches too fast. He pitches too fast, John.
Oh.
So they banned him from Little League. Next story, John. I don't know if you've heard this, but Satan, John.
Satan.
Is using volleyball in the Olympics to get young boys to masturbate.
What?
Yes, this is out of Freehold, Iowa. Freehold, Iowa. Behind the locked doors of America's Christian bedrooms, young boys are getting swept up in a disturbing trend. I had a frantic mother come to me the other day in tears, said Pastor Deacon Fred. She told me that her son Timothy invited several of his friends over into his bedroom for a private prayer and devotional scripture studies.
You play a good game of hoops?
What she told me next is enough to send shivers down the spine.
I command thee!
Of every God-fearing mother and father in our Christian nation. Satan, John, is in our midst, my friends. The devil is using Olympic volleyball to lure young men into shedding their clothes, flopping around and falling off their beds with him into the pit of inequity. Lucifer is turning innocent afternoon gatherings of imprecatory prayer into frenzied young masturbating Baptist boys clubs.
Your mother sucks bunions in hell.
When Mrs. Huxton put her ear to the door, she told the pastor that she heard not the sacred sound of scripture readings, accompanied by soft, sweet whispers to our Heavenly Father, but rather a noisy television spewing Chinese gibberish.
What?
Tuned to the Olympic volleyball match.
Oh, see?
When she listened closer, she heard the slapping sounds of flesh on flesh, accompanied by the grunts and bones of little Christian boys.
Come on.
Satan is using women's beach volleyball, Olympic volleyball.
Whippins?
To get young boys. I got something stuck in my teeth. Hold
Mr.
on.
Mr. Wiggins?
I command to masturbate. To replace the darkness!
I had a turkey and cheese on rye earlier, and some of the turkey stuck in my teeth, John.
You're nuts.
Next story, John. The alcohol poisoning death rate in the U.S. is shockingly high. Consistently between 300 and 400 deaths per year. That's from alcohol poisoning, John. In related news, can you guess the death rate for the immoral and illegal gateway drug pot?
No.
That
zero.
Would be zero.
Right.
That is correct, John.
Right.
Zero deaths. Zero.
Zero.
John. Next story.
Next story.
State legislature who sought to limit sex education for teens arrested for having sex with a 14-year-old girl. Can you guess which party he represents, John?
Pardon me if I laugh.
the Republican?
Representative Scott Mushkani, Republican who co-sponsored a 2007 bill setting guidelines for how teenagers are taught about sex, has been charged with a felony sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl, according to a copyrighted story by Tony Messenger. Missouri State Representative Scott Mushkani was indicted today and connected with the reported, and I just read that, the day after this year's legislative session ended. The alleged victim is the daughter of a state employee. The girl's mother and Mushkani, who is married and has two children, John, were romantically involved, the woman said. So not only was he had a wife and kids, he was stooping the mom and the daughter, John.
Nice.
And so the mom's a MILF, right? Right?
I don't know.
I would think so.
I'm thinking too. Yeah. Who asked that question?
That was me. I just asked Scott. That question. No, that was
Phil,
of course.
Sitting on Scott's lap,
yes,
aren't you?
Scott has no access to a microphone right now. Next story, John. John McCain, John. Political news. John McCain is
John
barely
McCain.
Ahead. In the state of Arizona. He's barely ahead
and
in the state of Arizona.
Can hardly lift his arms.
Who he currently represents in the Senate and where he has the most houses. Next story, John.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
That's it? Hold on. I'm not ready.
Man almost loses penis humping steel bench.
Oh.
Last night in Hong Kong. How did you know he was Japanese?
I don't know, because you started talking like that.
The police received a disturbing call from a man in trouble.
Broke is a bench.
A ying. A 41-year-old man was called from Lantian Park in the middle of the night. The lonely and disturbed man was apparently thought it would be fun to have sex with one of these steel sit-up benches around the park. The bench has numerous small holes in it, which Ying used to attempt to satisfy himself. However, once he became aroused, he found he was stuck and could not get his penis out of the small hole. He panicked and called police to help him. When the police arrived, they found Ying stuck face down where he had been stuck for some time. When the doctors arrived on the scene, they tried to release some of the pressure by removing some of his blood. But his cock was so swollen that they ended up having to cut the entire bench free and take it with Ying attached to the hospital.
Nice.
Four hours later, John, doctors finally separated Ying from his bench. Doctors stated that if he had been stuck for even an hour longer, they would have to have removed his penis.
Oh.
Next story, John.
Oh.
This is more of an editorial on my part. I don't get into editorials too much, but I've just had it because I don't know if you know this, John, but I've been flying recently. I went on vacation, and I've been flying for business. And here it is. Here's my editorial. If airlines make me pay more for extra luggage, fat people should pay more for their asses.
Oh,
next story, John.
Oh, nice.
This bud is not for you. John, this bud is not for you. A West Side woman who allegedly stabbed her elderly boyfriend to death because he was drinking her beer was ordered held Thursday. Regina Williams, 55, of somewhere in Cook County, charged with first-degree murder of slaying of Willie Anderson, 77. About 6 p.m. Wednesday, the two were sitting in Anderson's car outside the home when Williams became angry that he was drinking her beer. They began to quarrel, and Williams allegedly pulled a knife she carried for protection and began stabbing Anderson. Anderson yelled for help, but Williams continued to stab him. Afterward, Williams got out of the car and called down the street to Anderson's nephew, saying, "You better come get your uncle. I just killed him." According to her arrest report, Grobner said Williams got back in the vehicle and finished drinking her beer. Next story, John.
Nice.
Governor Tim Kaine, John, said Madonna's allusion in a concert video to Republican John McCain alongside Adolf Hitler is stupid. I quote, stupid.
Stupid.
I concur. Hitler was smarter, didn't marry a rich woman to start his political career, and knew how many houses he had. Next story, John.
Dave Freeman, co-author of 100 Things to Do Before You Die, a travel guide, an ode to odd adventures that inspired readers and imitators, died today, John. He was 47. Ironically, hitting your head while falling at your home was not on the list. And that's the news, John.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. All right. Thanks again, Phil, for coming.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, then I got a rod. I'm not used to being in this neighborhood. Is it safe to go out the front door?
I don't know.
I saw a gang of hooligans while I was coming in, and they smelled of reefer.
The reefers?
Yes, there was about 15 young men, and they all smelled of reefer when I was on my way in. I'm just not that familiar with this neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming, Phil.
Always a pleasure, John.
We'll see you next week.
All right, then.
Maybe.
I'm going to head to the door now.
All right, see ya.
I'm going to go over there. I don't have any shoes on.
I know.
I'm going to tiptoe over
saunter.
There.
Saunter.
Yeah, but a saunter. These are hardwood floors, yeah. John. They're very nice.
Very nice.
All right, then.
All right, see ya.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I love your high-tech
you
doors.
Like my doors?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I don't...
How they just, like, disappear into the wall.
Where you got them from? Did you get those from Apt?
Even the French doors disappear into the wall.
Nice.
What's going on here, man?
Yes. What's going on?
What's going on?
Polybe's balls.
All right, we got to get the hell out of here, man.
Right
I
on.
I got to go
man.
To bed.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying?
What are we doing on time here for our ad hoc 140?
116.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No. No, it's quite
all right,
nice.
So I might be unavailable next week. I'm definitely unavailable the week after. I'll be in Colorado. And then the week after, I'm in Orlando for work.
Ah, nice.
So I'm serious, man. You need to get a co-host. But then after that, my calendar it looks pretty clear.
I'm
you
not
know,
comfortable.
Other
Why don't
than
you
holidays.
Get a co-host?
Other than holidays.
Why don't you get a co-host to help you?
Okay. You want me to do something on the road?
Yeah, man.
I'll go buy one of those Sony portable digital recorders.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I could do something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I'll try to do that on the road.
Scott on the road.
Scott on the road podcast, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll interview people about McCain.
Yeah, there you go.
And Obama.
All right, well, that's all we have, right?
That's all we have there, John, for 140 there.
Well, hopefully we'll get back together and actually
get back
do
into the swing of it. Yeah,
podcast yeah. that is worthy.
You know what? I think Andrew's got the right idea. He just has robots do it. You know
robots,
what I'm saying? If
yeah.
we got robots, then we wouldn't have to do anything.
We don't have to say anything. Just
right. Just
type
turn
it.
Them on.
Yeah, turn them on
and record it. You're done.
Where
Let
do
the robots handle.
Where do
it.
We pick those up?
I don't know.
Is there like a robot
we
store?
Talk to them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
We're out of here.
I had a-
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott.